May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be accepted on your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Look at the gospel. Familiar stuff with a little bit different slant. This is from 1 John chapter 1. It says verse 14, the word, Jesus, became flesh, dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, this is he of whom I said, he who comes after me has a higher rank than I, because existed before me. For of his fullness, the fullness of Jesus, John was speaking about, he was on the earth, for of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. This is from Colossians 1, verse 19. It was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in Jesus. We're really familiar with Colossians 2, 9. For in him, Jesus, all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. This is the gospel thing I'm just showing. We read this verse yesterday. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, we should be holy and blameless before him. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. So before the fall ever happened, the Lord saw you and saw me in Christ as the solution to the dilemma that he anticipated. Adam and Eve had a choice. But God is God. And in anticipation of the fall, he saw you and me in Christ before he ever spoke anything into being on the earth. It was already settled. What God believed about you all those millennia ago, before the foundation of the ages passed, established before the earth was created. He saw us in Christ. And then, think of it this way, not just what Jesus came and did for us, but what Jesus came and did as us. So there are so many ways, the gospel is so powerful, there are so many angles. So one of the ways that he lures us, lures the lost to say yes to his solution, is as if he said, now, let me model to them what I see. I see a man in Christ. I see a man in union with God. That's the solution. The problem's going to come up, but this is the only solution. A man in God. So, we're going to let a man, a word, become flesh. For God to take on human flesh and to model for us out in the open my solution and what my solution looks like and the kind of life my solution can live. So Jesus carried fullness. Fullness, we always say. Jesus carried the fullness. The word could also be translated complete. He was a complete man. I know he's the Son of God, but he was also the Son of Man, and he laid down his right to live out of his deity independently. And he lived as a spirit-filled man. He lived as a complete person, modeling to us what the Lord saw before the foundation of the world, a person in union with God, and what kind of life they could live. And so Jesus lived that life before us, his incarnational life. That's why he was constantly inviting the disciples to do the stuff that he was doing. He was telling them, go out, heal the sick, do this. And he walked on water. He told Peter, come. Peter walked on the water. Because Jesus wasn't just doing things to amaze them. He was doing things to lure them. He was offering them a life that he was modeling. Someone in union with God. And then when he got to the end of his life, this one who was complete took all of us, all of humanity, that was infected by the disease, by the virus, the evil virus called sin, that was destroying all things. He took us all into his person and killed us, killed the aliens, killed all the zombies, buried, and then raised us up from the grave, now in union with him as he'd been with the Father, and said, now go, even as the Father sent me, I now send you. I modeled it before you. I carried completion, fullness. I took you into my person, crucified and buried the zombie. You are now been sucked into my fullness. You've been included into my completion. Now, risen from the dead, go live that life by me, just as I lived that life by my Father. That's the gospel. Anything less is watering it down. If we just tell people to go and read the gospels and go, isn't that cool? He was the Messiah. He did all those cool things. It's not just for us to go see a picture of. It's Jesus saying, this is the model. This is the life. The Father lived in me, now I can live through you. Look at the book of Acts. Jesus said, you'll even do greater things because we've been drawn into his completion. That's why it says that Colossians 2 passage, in him, all the fullness, all the completion is of deity is in bodily form. And you and I have been made complete or made full in him. So what this Father saw for the foundation of the world is the only answer for us is to be found ourselves in the very life of Christ. And so the life of Christ would have to come to the earth, model what this life would look like so we'd understand it. And then take and carry fullness and then take all the broken, all the disease, humanity, sin, sick, into himself, crucified, and make the fallen person one with his completion and raise us up completely. That's why we're never going to find yourself by looking for yourself. I've known too many Christians that have been on a journey to find themselves, and decades later, the journey's not worked out well by them. Because your life is hidden with Christ in God. You can't really find out the truth about you without looking to him and finding the truth about him. How God saw you from the foundation. So one of the cool things that we can do when we share the gospel is to do two things. One, point people to the gospels and go, how would you like to live that kind of life? That's what God saw about you before the foundation of the world. That's what Jesus accomplished for you at the cross. And then hopefully we can go, just look at my life. It looks just like that. That's the testimony. Not just talking. That's being the witness. That we're a whole new race. We're a whole chosen race, he said. A supernatural race. The zombie race is dead. The Adamites are gone. The in Christ people are alive, holy and blameless before him. That's the Christian life. That's really the gospel. That's amazing to me. And the Father said,